It is Friday, September 27th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, Antoinette's had a fun week.
Yes, very exciting.
She met Tusk.
I did, and that story will be coming soonish.
And I had a fun week because I got to hear three languages spoken live. Bhutanese, mm-hmm. from the country of Bhutan, Tibetan, and Cherokee.
Cherokee's not spoken often, is it?
No. They're trying to keep it alive. And that leads us into the story about the Cherokee National Youth Choir, which is going to perform tomorrow at a commemoration of the 175th anniversary of the Trail of Tears at Pea Ridge National Military Park.
Very, very excited about this.
That was a very, very long sentence. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. But I got to talk to Mary Kay Henderson, who is the director of the choir, and Kathy Sierra, who was one of the first director consultants of the choir. Cherokee was Kathy Sierra's first language. It's what she learned in her home.
It's interesting.
And Mary Kay Henderson never learned it because her mother was forbidden to speak Cherokee.
Why was she forbidden?
Because culturally, it was like my aunt was forbidden to sign, even though she was deaf, because culturally it was just considered something to look down on.
Or I know there were many immigrant families in the last century from Ireland or Germany or someplace that the parents thought their children would be able to get better jobs or better themselves if they only spoke English.
Mm-hmm. So imagine they take this choir, it's youth from all over northeastern Oklahoma, and they take this choir to things like Cherokee church services, where the church service still happens in Cherokee, and it's mostly older people. And they say the older people are so thrilled to see youngsters who want to learn the language because they don't want the language to die. And
sure.
So it's really cool. And one of the things that Mary Kay Henderson said that was awesome was that if you see the choir, they're all different colors of faces and all different colors of hair, because there's no requirement that you be like 136th or one whatever. You just have to be Cherokee. And so they get to see that. Now they look like everybody, and they look out in the audience and think, okay, I think these are all white people, but they're probably not in this area. So it should be really interesting. And I also talked to John Scott, who's superintendent of Pea Ridge National Military Park.
When does this happen?
This is all Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Tavern, and you can see the road where the Cherokee actually walked, where Civil War soldiers actually walked, where John Scott says he thinks probably people going off to World War I walked that road. Really fascinating. And it's all free.
And it's at the Pea Ridge National Military Park tomorrow.
And some other things going on this weekend. The Edmar Castaneda Quartet.
Yes.
Opening the jazz series at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, 7 and 9 tonight. Tickets start at $11 for the late show.
And my advice is, if you're still planning on going and you don't have a ticket,
don't fiddle around.
Exactly.
No pun intended. 4,000 Miles opens tonight.
Yeah, this is the quickest turnaround, I think, in Theater Squared history.
It's wow. And this is a Pulitzer Prize-nominated script by Amy Herzog. Not Amy Herzberg, different person.
I had to think about that for a second. I saw that and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's about a 21-year-old college dropout who goes to stay with grandma, who's 91 and a communist. And that must all be interesting. They call it a comedy drama, which scares me a little. But the director says that you should get a little bit of everything. And that show times are 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and 2 and 7 Sunday, runs through October 13th at the Nadine Baum Studios, of course. The Arkansas-Oklahoma Fair wraps up this weekend.
Over in Fort Smith.
With, of all people, headlining tonight, Seven Dust. Seems like an odd combination to me, but okay, that's at 8 o'clock. And the Rumble on the River Demolition Derby tomorrow night at 7. All the entertainment is free with gate admission, which is $7 for adults and $4 for children 12 and younger.
Right.
And a local rock band who's been around forever but hasn't been playing much lately, Hunker Down, is performing.
I haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
They will be playing at the Phoenix on Dixon Street. That is tonight. Yes, that is tonight. Openers, thanks for nothing. The show starts at 9 o'clock and the cover charge is $7.
All right.
Check with Kevin Kinder's report in his blog and make sure that I haven't messed that up. I believe it's tonight.
And that blog is?
NWATunedIn.com.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.